God bless you, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject. This month, we are talking about dealing with difficult people. Y'all know that you have them all around you all day, every day, and you have to deal with them whether you want to or not. You deal with them at work, you deal with them on the bus, you deal with them driving on the road, you deal with them even in your home. So how do you deal with these difficult people? Because of course, you have to coexist with them. It's not like you can go somewhere else because maybe you work with them or you even live with them. Keep your eyes straight. Don't look over at your spouse right now. But the truth is, we've got difficult people all around us. So how do we deal with these difficult people? Now, difficult people are just problematic. And that just means that they find a problem with everything or they make a problem out of anything. They're demanding and are some of them just plainly obnoxious. So again, how do we deal with these obnoxious people? I want to suggest some ways in which you can. I have here 5 ways in which you can. We'll be talking about this all month. We did one of the episodes of this particular series in December, and we are continuing now in January. So we talked about last week establishing boundaries and establishing rules. Because if you don't lay the rules down, they're not going to know that rules exist, and they're not also going to know that boundaries exist. And when they cross the boundary and you get upset, but you didn't tell them that that was a boundary, then they're going to keep crossing it. Problematic people will keep crossing the boundary whether you tell them or not. And that is true. But at the same time, if you establish your boundaries, not just for that difficult person, but for everyone, you've got to determine how you're going to love yourself and how you want to be treated. So if you are going to establish boundaries, my last point in this series is to be consistent, because you want to make sure that your boundaries are not just for specific or particular people, though some walls will have to be higher than some for some people. The truth is, you should have some basic things and basic ways in which you like to be treated. So if you do not establish those, people are going to cross them all day, every day. But when you are consistent and you have established your boundaries, not just for this difficult person, as I said, but just for anyone, then more than enough people will know that this is your boundary. Again, welcome to Transforming Lives. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is where we talk about information that's transformational. I usually say it's not information, it's transformation. Let's jump into it. My point to you today is, don't take it personal. Now, I know you might be saying, Pastor Kim, how am I not going to take it personal when some obnoxious person just does something that drives me crazy all the time? And, you know, it's really getting to me, and it's getting to me. How do I not take it personal? Well, first of all, taking something personal, meaning that you're taking it onto your person and you think that it's directly directed to you. Half the time, difficult people are just difficult all on their own. And sometimes it has nothing to do with you, really. They are being difficult with you, or, you know, being obnoxious at you, because you are the available person right now for them to be that way with. And sometimes you find that there are people who just are obnoxious or difficult with just you. There are a couple things you can grab from that scenario. If you find that someone is just being really difficult with you, then it might be that they have an undertone. They have something that they have not said to you or settled with you, and that is causing them to retaliate. So sometimes you can pull them aside and try, and I say try, to have a discussion about it. Or you could go to their closest friend to find out, you know, is something wrong with Paula? Is something wrong with Junior? Did I do something or did he or she say something? Because sometimes you can find out information, and the information you're finding out is not to gossip or backbite, but it's really just to settle the problem. Another thing that you can do is, especially if they don't want to participate in having the conversation, what you can do is send them a letter of apology. Now, this sounds really crazy because you're like, what am I apologizing for? But there are some people who are just not at the place to have the conversation. And sometimes when you open the door, they will walk through. Now, it all depends on if you want to settle the matter or not, or you're willing to just live with this obnoxious person and keep it moving. But you don't want to take it personal all the time because they are having some kind of difficulty with themselves. And if after you've found out from their friend, if it is with you that they have a problem, or you write them a letter to open the door and there was no door to open in the first place, this simply means that the issue is with them and you are just the target that they chose to do this to all the time. Now, if it is not a repeated action, you know, as in they're coming at you, just you personally all the time, but they do it with everyone, then you really know that they have a definite character issue or something going on deep within them that they need to resolve. But you just got to step out on a limb and try to find out really what's going on so that you could have a peaceful life. If none of that works, oh, here's another point you could do too. Especially if it's in your workplace, you probably want to, if you can, if it's an atmosphere that you can deal with issues, if your boss is like that, you know, you have heart to heart and stuff, you could bring it up before your boss or your coworkers, and then you could have that type of agreement from other people. It might intensify the situation. This may be really bad advice, but it might intensify the situation as well as it might de-escalate the situation. So you're just, you know, trying different things to solve the issue, to see really what's going on. But in all of this, you really just can't take it personal. And how do you not take it personal? First of all, here's one big thing that you can do. You can consistently pray for the person. When you pray for people, it gives you what we call grace in Christendom. It gives you the ability to deal with them. It really does. I remember having just challenges with different people. And, you know, the moment I started praying for them, my thought processes began to change about them. And when I had healthier thoughts about them, I was able to have a better relationship with that person. So sometimes you just need to really just have a conversation with God about the whole thing and just ask the Lord to kind of shift up your mental capacity and shift up your what's happening in your mind as it relates to that person. The Bible tells us to cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and putting it or bringing it into captivity to the Holy Spirit. So you might want to take some actions to really tear down the mindset that you have. And there's what is called strongholds that happen in your mind. This is a place that you go to all the time. This is how you know you are taking it personal. Because, for example, you know, your let's say your spouse, they always take their shoe off at the door, right? But this is what they've done their entire life. Your husband is now 37 years old or 49 years old or whatever age your husband is, and they always do that. They always take their shoe off. Or your wife always just leaves, I don't know, her makeup stuff on the counter, and it just annoys you. And a stronghold in your mind could be, they do this to annoy me. They do this to get back at me. And if every time you see them doing that and you go to that place, you go to your stronghold place, you're going to have major issues. You're going to have major issues. It's going to make the relationship very uncomfortable. And what's going to start happening is, you going to that place, you're going to start being hurt and hurt and hurt the more. So take time to question yourself. Find out what's going on in your mind. Do I have a stronghold as it relates to this person? Every time they annoy me, I just go to this place and they're taking a set on me. That's one of the words we like to use. They're taking set on me, or, you know, they're just, they hate me, or they dislike me. They want me to lose my job, you know, and so defense mechanisms start to form. And when they start to do what they do, we begin to react. It stores up defense in us. And you want to be careful of that, because it may not be true. It may just be that your face reminds this person of their ex or their mother or somebody in their lives who just gave them a warm time. And so they are trying to get back at the person vicariously through you. Though it is wrong, you cannot take it personal. And the itching feeling you get when you don't know what the problem is, you know, is really just really tormenting. But as I said, you can take some steps to deal with it, or you could just leave it alone and just know that this person is going to be who they are, and I've got to live my life stress-free, comfortable, and happy, and I'm not going to take on this thing. Not taking it personal also means not taking it to your car, and surely not taking it home. Now, if it is your spouse, you home already. And if your spouse loves you, this is a conversation that you need to have with your spouse. If it is that you need a third party, like a counselor, a pastor, a mentor, you know, don't go to a friend, his friend, your friend. You know, you don't want to do that. You want to go to a spiritual leader or a counselor, somebody who is trained to hear what's going on in the marriage and hear deeper than you are saying, and to be able to give you the right answers you need without your spouse feeling like there is some compromise when really there is none. So you do that if it is your spouse. And if there is real love in this marriage, that should be a little bit more easier to sort than you being on the job with somebody you just don't know. That can be really difficult. So here is what you do. You don't take it home. If it is your boss, if it is your coworker, if it is somebody at church, you don't take it home. How do you not take it home? You don't talk about it. You change the subject all the time. And if somebody tries to bring it up, you change the subject all the time. If you focus on something else long enough, you may just be lucky enough or blessed enough to forget what really happened. Another thing, too, that you can do to not take it home is nip it in the bud. Not every time you're going to be able to do this, because an obnoxious, difficult person is just always going to be themselves. But sometimes if you don't empty yourself, respectfully, of course, not disrupting, you know, the church or your job or whatever, but sometimes if you don't deal with it in that moment, you just won't have peace. So you say your piece respectfully, and, you know, that's why you've got to pray, because that moment is going to be tempered by what's going on in your mind already. So if you were in a hot temper, you probably are going to blow steam, and you don't want to do that, because then guess what? Your integrity, your personality, your person comes under scrutiny, comes under attack. People start to see you differently. You cannot take it personal to the point that it controls you. It is when people start having you bring out a reaction that doesn't line up with your personality that you know that you are taking it way too personal, and this person has become like your lord because they have power over you and are causing you to change and to become something that you are not. Now, that is way too far. So leave it where it's at by either dealing with it or not dealing with it. You have a choice. You have a choice whether you're going to deal with it or not deal with it. If you're a person that, you know, boy, if you can walk away with this right now, it's definitely going to like mess up your sleep. you probably want to say something. But if you keep going to other people and saying it to them, so you go to your friend or your best friend or your auntie or your mom and you start talking about what Jill did and da-da-da-da-da, and you start sowing seeds into your parents, then trees are going to grow from your friends or your parents or whomever else you're telling. But you need to talk to Jill. Talk to the person who is doing this. And obnoxious, difficult persons sometimes don't want to hear. And that's the painful part, when you are trying to talk to them and they act like a tough wall, a brick wall, and you can't get through to them. No, that's tough, because everything you say is bouncing back at your face and you just feel like you want to punch somebody. But you can't go punch nobody now. So there are other ways to communicate. There are other ways to communicate. You know, you can literally pray, find your peace. Go in, they're being difficult, and you're just like, it's bouncing off your bright personality. You're not being vindictive or retaliative. You're just being really patient, and your patience is way up there, and their anger is just not matching what's going on with you. And that's wisdom. That's being wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, because you're over here just being so chilled and they are eating themselves up. After a while, they are going to literally not be able to deal with you. You probably just, you know, either they get rid of you or they get rid of that attitude, one or the other. But the truth is, don't take it so personal that you allow people to change your person. Now you know you've gone to the third level of taking it way, way, way too personal. So it really comes down to those who know better, do better. And if you really just know that this person is just really being obnoxious right now and you really just want to fist them in the face, but you know better, so you do better. You know, you were trained better. You probably are a Christian, or even if you're not a Christian, but you're listening to this and you just know way better than to just allow people to take you up the wall that you didn't want to climb. You just know, hey, I'm not going to go there with you. I'm not going to stoop to your level. I'm not going to do that. I am who I am, and I'm confident in who I am. You see, when people find that you don't know who you are or you're not confident in who you are, they will want to come for you. But when they find a solid rock, and I can't wait to talk about being consistent, because when they find a solid rock, they are not going to want to mess with you, because they will realize that, hey, you are not breaking through to this person. What you're doing is not working. And, you know, their immaturity is not getting under the skin of your mature self. So I hope that this information helps you. I know that there's a lot of questions that's probably popping up in your head right now. But remember, you can always send me an email. You can always find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can send me a message anywhere on any one of those platforms for any questions that you have. Or you can email me at chooserznation, that's chooserznation, chooserznation at gmail.com. So hit me up, let me know what you're thinking. And also, you know what we could do? You could also tell me, how do you deal with difficult people? Probably you could teach me something that I don't know. But it's not just for information, guys, it's for transformation. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives.